Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Do What It Says by Matt Brown. Read by Jason Brown. Today's passage comes from James 1:21 through 25. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. The Jesus Bible explains, the book of James is filled with practical commands for authentic Christian living. In his letter, James, the brother of Jesus, instructed Christians to control their tongues, be slow to anger, and fight selfish ambition. But James was not interested in simply sharing a list of things Christians should not do. He also included a number of positive commands for believers. Just as Jesus spent much of his ministry among those neglected by society, followers of Jesus are commanded to care for and show concern for people who are orphans and widows, the unprivileged, and for sinning brothers and sisters. James placed a specific emphasis on believers emulating the everyday ministry of Jesus with their own lives by showing compassion towards the brokenhearted and poor, and by avoiding sin. The disciples of Jesus should not merely listen to the words of Jesus. They should actively seek opportunities to engage the Word with His life-changing message. Just as with Jesus, a believer's relationships with others, be it family, friends, co-workers, or a person who is begging on the street, should be defined by love, mercy, patience, and grace. There's no excuse for believers who have God's Word not to carry out God's commands. The Bible is not something we should read or listen to and then go on our way as if nothing applies to how we should be living and acting. The Bible is God's story for us. It contains amazing truth, and it helps us to know how to live our earthly lives. If we only read God's Word and don't live it out, we are truly missing out on God's best for us. Crosswalk.com contributor Matt Brown shares, is there an area of your life that doesn't line up with what the Bible says, and you know it? Don't keep looking for another solution when you know what you need to do. Repent, turn from ways you know are wrong, and obey what God has spoken to you through His Word. This is the real power of the Word of God, when we allow it to transform the way we think, speak, act, and live. Continue in the Word. Don't forget what you've heard. Do it. You will be blessed in ways you cannot begin to imagine.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.